It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business, broadcasting at 10 p.m. throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area on 710 WOR. By the way, a big mazel tov to 710 WOR. They just celebrated their 100th anniversary. They were the first radio talk show here in the New York metropolitan area back in 1922. That's a big deal. And something else that's very, very exciting, we were once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. This show, the Mind Your Business show at 10 p.m. on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, we came in number 3 in New York AM radio. How exciting is that? That's according to the Nielsen ratings. And of course, that's a testament to the great guests that we present to the wonderful audience week in and week out. This week's no different. But just to tease the audience on the type, the caliber of guests that we've had over the years, Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at General Electric, and so many other amazing guests. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests. They're all accessible by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com, that's the platform that hosts all the past shows, and if you like to listen to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, there's links for everything there. And many of the shows are up on YouTube. Video episodes like tonight that was also being videoed, it's up on YouTube. When you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you are automatically notified when an episode goes live. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. We got to keep this moving because we have amazing guests. Special shout out to the great team here at BLMG that makes the show so successful. Special thank you to Darren and Robert at 710 WOR. And special thank you to all those that stopped me everywhere. Without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guests. Dennis Budnick. He is the chief culture officer at Investors Bank. And Dr. Jim Withers, founder of the Street Medicine Institute. First about Investors Bank. Investors Bank headquarters in Short Hills, New Jersey is a full-service commercial bank that has been servicing customers since 1926. They're also coming around their centennial anniversary very soon. With over $27 billion in assets and a network of over 150 retail branches throughout the tri-state area, Investors Bank delivers professionalized services and products tailored to the needs of its customers, that's businesses and consumers alike. Investors Bank is a member of FDIC. Investors Bank is also committed to the communities it services, and through the Investors Foundation, it has contributed over $40 million since its inception in 2005 to help support important community and nonprofit organizations that impact all of us. And now to Dr. Jim Withers. The Street Medicine Institute, SMI, provides health and social services developed specifically to address the unique needs and circumstances of the unsheltered homeless delivered directly to them in their own environment. They have programs in over 85 cities located in 15 countries across 5 continents. Through the efforts of Dr. Jim Withers and a core group of street medicine leaders who met through their participation at an annual symposia, the Street Medicine Institute somehow offers all this throughout the world, and they were founded back as a nonprofit in 2009. Special thank you, before I get to amazing guests, special thank you to a number of people at Investors Bank, Deborah Trotter, Jason Bachrach, Dominika Lennart, and Carrie Pensick. On tonight's show, we will discuss a variety of exciting and important foundational business ideas, unconventional leadership, taking risks and identifying opportunities, and paving the way for change. With that intro, Dennis Budnick, Dr. Jim Withers, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. This is a special treat. Thank you. Well, I'm first going to open to Dennis. Dennis, this is, the third time that we're doing a show together on the Business Exchange broadcast, which is presented by Investors Bank. Tell us a little bit about the initiative that Investors Bank took for the Business Exchange broadcast.
Well, thank you, Yishka, for having us back. We're really excited to be back, and we're excited about our guest, Dr. Withers. But a little bit of background about the business exchange and why we're actually doing these radio shows. You know, traditionally, the bank has always been very involved in the community, whether it's with the consumer line of business and also the business line of business. And before the pandemic, we did many conferences and networking events and opportunities for businesses to get together, meet each other, and exchange ideas and exchange contact information. And once the pandemic started, well, we weren't out of business. We decided, what could we do? So we went to the virtual world and we created this thing called the Business Exchange. And we've had many events, I think seven so far, with keynote speakers that we would invite them to these events. It'd be Zoom based, but we would have a speaker, national speaker, come and talk for maybe 60 minutes and then do breakout rooms for businesses to meet each other. As an extension of this, we learned about your show and we said, wouldn't it be great to also drive our message through your contact, your show? Here's the real goal to this. We know that if we could offer continued value to our business clients and also the communities and businesses that aren't even our client, that's okay. If we could offer value and they could learn something and we could exchange ideas so we could continue to stay successful, that's part of our strategy, as well as doing business. So I'm really happy to be here. I think tonight our guests are going to get a treat. It's going to be a new approach to leadership, which has been proven, but I think people are going to get a lot of value tonight. So thanks for having us here.
Yeah, it's amazing. And thank you for presenting me with the such wonderful guests, people that are out to change the world. That's really, and now I turn to Dr. Withers. Can you give us some background and what led to the creation of the Street Medicine Institute?
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
It's a real pleasure and honor to speak to you and your listeners and all the good things that you're doing in your series.
Thank you.
So to back up a little bit, I'm a physician. I teach medicine here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And before the Street Medicine Institute, which is a global nonprofit organization that actually we have sister programs in over 120 cities, 29 countries, and 6 continents now.
Wow.
But it all started here with my career with the Pittsburgh Mercy Health System, for whom I work full time. And as a teacher, I realized in the late 80s, early 90s, that I really needed a new classroom, that the structure of health and healthcare, although powerful, impressive, profitable, and sacred, was also dehumanizing a lot of the encounters and the people that were coming through our system, because it's such a big industry and it basically works on its own terms. Usually it's not nimble enough to engage people in their own reality. That's particularly true of those who are poor, who have trauma and mental health issues, addictions, and, you know, racial issues, all kinds of things. And that was dehumanizing to the people that we were serving. And also, as a teacher and a person that loves my profession, I felt it was dehumanizing to me that I was kind of locked in that white lab coat in a very rigid way as part of a big machine that was kind of losing its soul. And I really was struggling to find a way to get closer to the reality of people that we were serving. And so in the early 90s, 1992, I decided that people living on our own streets, I had a guy come into the hospital who had been on the streets for years and insisted on leaving. And he froze to death on our streets. And it really tugged at my heartstrings. And so it launched me on a path to try to find a way to get out under the bridges of my own city, to get to know the people. Because I thought, what more profound lessons could we possibly learn locally than get to know the people that were sleeping in alleys and in dumpsters and abandoned buildings? And so that's how I got started with Pittsburgh Mercy's Operation Safety Net. And with the help of the Sisters of Mercy, I was able to create my own program. And it was later on that as I began to network nationally and globally, that we reached a critical point where we could start the events that led to the Street Medicine Institute later on.
So Dr. Withers, now let's talk about the exciting part of scaling. I mean, you're taking something, you're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Amazing. and now you're you have a global impact between your direct organizations and your sister organizations. You're dealing with close to 200, right? Because you have 85 cities in your own, and then your sister organizations, and in countries and throughout the world. How were you able to take that inspiration and vision and scale it globally?
So, great question. You know, in the back of my mind, I thought, what I'm doing here in Pittsburgh is very compelling, very important, especially as a medical educator. I felt like we needed the people who were excluded almost, if not more, than they needed us to teach us how to reinvent our own profession, grounded in their reality. And so this reality gap was a really important concept. And I felt it was probably applicable to all of healthcare, not just working with people experiencing homelessness, but it was a really powerful example of that. I did have a sense that maybe it would go beyond our city, maybe even our country. And so as I began to network and people asked me to speak and help them set up programs in their own cities, one of the first was just Morgantown down the road here from Pittsburgh, slowly a grassroots movement began to develop. People that I knew and then wanted to get to know each other. It was just as emails were coming into existence. I guess that was a fortunate thing. The web was just emerging. Around the early 2000s, I got an offer to replicate my model. And I thought about it and I thought, you know, it would be good to have standardized models and methods, but it isn't a McDonald's. It's more of a movement. And at least to date, it has been driven by the idealism and the love for our own people and our own healthcare of heroic people in different cities. And it was more of a movement than at that point a business model per se. And so I asked them if I could use the money to actually just have a meeting. And so we had our first gathering of the people, all the people I knew, the real champions of this around the world mm-hmm. in 2005. And it was here in Pittsburgh. We had Dr. Jack Prager from Calcutta. We had Dr. Morales from Santiago de Chile, Dr. Vargas Vido from Puerto Rico, Jim O'Connell from Boston. But there weren't that many people doing it. And so we had about 17 other cities come to Pittsburgh. And to me, it was like having Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and right. all these guys' Field of Dreams coming together. But it didn't make much of a splash outside of, you know, that little meeting. I had to give the meeting a name, mm-hmm. so I called it Street Medicine, which was a really fortunate accident or whatever. It really has a lot of brand power, the notion of giving it a name, because the people we serve actually become more visible and real if there's an activity that has a real name right. for it. And so that, those meetings, the first in 2005, began to be the heartbeat of our movement, and they wanted to meet again. They didn't want to be too organized. They did want to dedicate themselves to their own students. So those are the two priorities. Let's meet again. This means a lot. We want to dedicate ourselves to our own students that are coming up. And so we kept it going with that initial grant, and the momentum built and built and built pretty fast until in 2008, I decided that we really needed an institute to be the home of this, one that was independent of any particular city, but could kind of own this new field of medicine. And so we formalized the Street Medicine Institute in 2009.
Tonight's guest, Dr. Jim Withers, founder of the Street Medicine Institute, and Dennis Budnick, the chief culture officer at Investors Bank. Tonight's show is part of the Business Exchange broadcast series brought to you by Investors Bank, member FDIC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free one-minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text SIGNUP on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Eli Manning, former New York Giants quarterback.
Leading a team, you learn pretty fast. You're only as good as the people who have your back. Lately, my goals are more focused on business, and having Investors Bank as my banking partner feels the same way. They have my back too. They're there for me with the resources and online tools I need for whatever success lies ahead. For what I do now and what I'll do next, I count on Investors Bank.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC.
And we're back. Mind your business here on 710 WOR and the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Tonight's show, featuring Dr. Jim Withers, founder of the Street Medicine Institute, and Dennis Budnick, chief culture officer at Investors Bank, is brought to you by Investors Bank, and it is part of the Business Exchange broadcast series, which is very special. We've had a couple of shows already on Mind Your Business featuring superstars in the nonprofit world who have made their mark and are ready, willing, and able to share their amazing story on the airwaves here, and we're greatly appreciative for that. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dr. Withers. I'm going to jump in, and then I would like my co-host. Dennis is a co-host. He's not just a friend.
Hey,
that's right. You've earned it. So I'm going to jump in with just a quick question, and then I want you to join me here, Dennis. Dr. Withers, creating an organization like this took a lot of courage and naturally forced you to break barriers, like you shared earlier in the show, many different types of barriers. So there's a lot of learning experiences that could be shared with the tens of thousands of listeners of Mind Your Business. Let's talk about breaking down barriers and traveling the unpaved road. How important is that for a leader to be comfortable getting out of their comfort zone?
Absolutely. When I talk to my students, and particularly when I talk to those in other cities who want to start their own street medicine program, I encourage them to think in terms of Joseph Campbell's archetypal story, if you're familiar with it, The Hero's Quest, and imagining yourself as the protagonist of your own adventure, if you're Frodo or Bilbo or Luke Skywalker or whatever, that you are in a place and you're at the threshold of stepping beyond business as usual. And the reason that you're called to do that is because there is something that isn't the way it ought to be. You're looking at the people around you, and they're doing business as usual, but many times you're seeing injustice or inefficiency or inequity. And you're also witnessing, as I mentioned before, the kind of effect that that has on the individual who's there. Largely, they have a soul. They have a spirit that makes them want to go to work to do what they're doing, and that has to be engaged and honored. And so, in a sense, you're at the boundary of liberating yourself from business as usual to transcend it. And that's a threshold. It's a really important one to talk about. And so, I think that it's a little frightening. You can get in trouble. My motto is: do the right thing until you get caught, and then try it another way. But you do have to be responsible, bringing your ethics and your standards. You got to keep your job too. But it helps a lot to align yourselves with others or organizations like I did, Pittsburgh Mercy, where there is a value system that's congruent with who you are. And from that platform there, then it's easier, at least, to then step into the unknown. But I do feel that the best things happen when you cross-pollinate, when you go and you learn about the great unknown, which is the reality of the people that are in need or that we're serving. Reality is a scary thing, but it's worth exploring.
Dennis, I'm going to hand it to you. But, you know, when you have guests that share such great quotes, I love that one. Do the right thing until you get caught. Dennis, please join me here.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Withers. So far, this has been really great. And I'm sure the audience is enjoying this. So we talk about, you know, this took leadership. And you talked a little bit about that. You know, it's all about leading. And you're not only leading the initiative, but you're also leading people. And you're inspiring them to join the cause and to do this worldwide. So, you know, when you walk into a corporate office, they sometimes have, you know, the core values on a wall. And they say, this is what we stand for. And then if we look at a leader, are they standing for the same values they have on a wall? You know, is there harmony or is there a little conflict between the values and a leader? So if I were to walk into your office and I looked at your core values, what do you want people to know about you personally? And what do you want them to know about street medicine as far as values and identity?
I'd love to have you come to my office.
I will. I'll be there.
What you would find is that I've taken down all the accolades and things, and I put up photos that are very poignant and meaningful to me of people that we have served under bridges and along the riverbanks over the years, dear friends of mine. So I hope that would convey to you that what I'm doing is very personal, and it's about real relationships and real people that are often invisible and shamed and excluded, and that has been a source of tremendous wealth in a spiritual sense, in a meaningfulness sense, and that would convey that.
If I had to describe you to someone and say, well, what is this Dr. Withers all about? Give me some words. What words would you want me to use or hope I would use to describe you as a person and the leader of this worldwide initiative? Or movement?
Well, I do give a talk or two. One of the talks that I give is to graduating medical students and white coat speeches and things like that. And I use a prop, which is my dad's old doctor bag, with which, you know, I made house calls with him as a kid into rural Pennsylvania. And I give them my thoughts and my experiences. And then at the end, I pull the bag out again and I say, you know, what are you going to put in your bag? And so the things that I'd like to put in my bag are empathy, integrity, curiosity. I think that's really, really important. Humility. I think a sense of humor is really important. And then love. I think love is the final thing that I'd like to feel that. And I'm very fortunate in my profession that love is pretty close to what you do every day. It's more of a challenge, I know, in some other professions, but just getting to know you, I can see, you know, love just comes out of you for the people around you. And I feel it's accessible to us. But those are the things that I would hope that people would think about when they think of my personality or who I'm trying to be.
So you're operating, when I look at what you do, you're operating in a couple of different worlds at the same time, a couple different universes at the same time. You're dealing with the universe of the medical as an industry and as a business. You're also dealing with the world of people that are left out. And then you're dealing with your personal world, right? Your life, and right? And you're kind of balancing both. How do you manage to do that? Because as a business owner or a leader in a business, that person is living in a couple of worlds too. They're living in a world of the people that work for the company. They also are responsible to the people that do business with the company. That's this as a consumer, then an employee, then a leader, and then the person themselves. So I don't know, like, could you just share, how hard is this to connect to all those worlds and still have an impact?
Well, I feel like I've been fortunate and I've been lucky to have the support. I sometimes think, if you're old enough to know who Mr. Magoo was, I kind of think of myself a bit as Mr. Magoo, going forward with good intentions, and people kind of save me from myself. But I think it's the good intentions and the courage to move in the right direction that then gathers people around you who say, you know, I can get behind that. I love the strategic characteristics of my career. It wasn't necessarily a master plan, but when I was a young guy, I reached a point where if I couldn't live what I believed in, I didn't want to keep going. And so, you know, I'll give the divine some credit. I stumbled into an area that was really compelling, and it embodies so many of those intersectional things that it sends reverberations into those other areas. I love taking care of my friends on the street. I was there last night taking care of feet and people who felt lonely. In that moment, I get enormous gratification. It's humbling. The love I get back is tremendous. So at a personal level, I'm getting rocket fuel all the time from the activity that I'm doing. I had students with me and staff workers, and you could see how much it meant to them to be part of something that was bigger than they were. And then as you begin to go through the city here, almost everywhere we go, we do a hospital consult. We follow up with someone. People on the sidelines, if you will, say, wow, this is wonderful. Can I donate? Can I work with you guys? Is there some way I can support you? So it captures their imagination. And then you eventually get to the point where you see how your methodology, which is going right to the problem and the folks that are suffering the most, actually makes a lot more economic sense, because people are coming back over and over. They're sicker, they're costing more money, and everyone's getting angry at everyone because no one's really talking about how reality is for folks. So then you begin to get involved with the systems change, the things, and you're in a strategic place because your feet are on the ground and you can speak to groups of experts, you know, in the city or whatever, from that framework of knowing what the street really looks like. And so it becomes a moral obligation to speak for those who don't have a voice for themselves. I've learned to work with the media enough that, you know, you get a little bit of a profile along with others that are doing the same thing, and you unify the message that you have. And then ultimately you're asking your own profession to kick it up a level.
I got one more question before
Sure.
I turn it back over
Yes,
to our host.
Dennis.
So, you know, when you look at this whole initiative and effort, the one thing that really caught my attention when I first met you on YouTube, because that's how we met. I met you on YouTube. I was looking up CNN Heroes and you came up and I watched the video and I was just blown away with this one thing that you did. Just turned me so on to what you do. You were in the street under the bridge. and you leaned in to a tent and you said, is anyone home? And that just really caught my attention, because there was that deep level of respect for people that I saw by you doing that. Could you just share a thought to the audience? I mean, it might be obvious, but I'd like to know what's coming from your heart when you do that.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that. Some things are become so deep inside your heart that you have a hard time putting them in words. But I think one of the biggest injuries that people have is being excluded, of being modern day lepers, of feeling like they're not part of the society anymore, and not wanting to be after a while. And so my effort and our effort is to show the respect and the love and the attention to people that makes them know that they're worth it. They're worth the effort, that you can learn from them. It's magical what happens when you have that attitude. People that look like you'll see this everywhere in your life. You know, some of the people that are kind of the most challenging, the most troublesome, are often the ones that are hurting the most. And you can beat them until morale improves, but that never works. It's much better to listen and create a space of respect and love. And from that, then you get a sense of solidarity. And then miraculous things happen. We've housed thousands of people that I never thought would have been housed. And then you become part of them. They almost become part of your family. And you share the injustice that you see. And together, you feel like you're with them. You're much more of a Robin Hood than a sheriff at that point.
That's great. Thank you so much for answering that. I give it back to you, Mr. Host, right here.
And my co-host, Dennis. I'm joined by Dennis Budnick, Chief Culture Officer at Investors Bank, and we are having the distinct pleasure of speaking with Dr. Jim Withers, founder of the Street Medicine Institute. Tonight's show, part of the Business Exchange broadcast presented by Investors Bank, is just another one. If you missed the previous ones, they are available through our channel. You can easily access them. They're on our YouTube channel at 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business, and you can access the previous ones as well. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Eli Manning, former New York Giants quarterback.
Leading a team, you learn pretty fast. You're only as good as the people who have your back. Lately, my goals are more focused on business, and having Investors Bank as my banking partner feels the same way. They have my back too. They're there for me with the resources and online tools I need for whatever success lies ahead. For what I do now and what I'll do next, I count on Investors Bank.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Theos Exaptis right here on 710 WOR and throughout the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. I'm joined by, I won't say two guests because one is a co-host. Dennis Budnick, Chief Culture Officer at Investors Bank, is my co-host as we've done a few business exchange broadcast shows together, brought to you by Investors Bank and the Investors Foundation. Investors Bank, of course, member FDIC. And we are speaking with Dr. Jim Withers, founder of the Street Medicine Institute. By the way, before we proceed, Dr. Withers, how could people find out about your amazing organization and get involved?
Sure. We have a website. It's streetmedicine.org. Somebody smart told me to get that long time ago. And you can certainly help us in terms of financial support. The money is leveraged amazingly. We're creating programs all over the United States and all over the world that are month by month serving thousands and thousands of people sleeping on streets that would never have gotten medical care. If you're in a place where you're interested in starting your own program or knowing if there's one there, we can definitely help that. We help folks in medical schools and places that want to set up educational stuff. So, yeah, streetmedicine.org is the place to go.
Amazing. Now, we have a lot to cover, some questions by myself, and, of course, I'm going to share the stage here with Dennis. But first, I must ask you about recruitment. You're running this global organization, and you're recruiting people and recruiting them to donate their time pro bono. And these are doctors that have the pressures of, who knows what, their regular jobs and still maybe paying off their college, right? The loans that the student loans they had to take out to make it through medical school. and you're recruiting them to get them to buy into your vision, your dream. How do you do that?
Well, I think one of the advantages that we have, and I this was intentional when I got started in this, is to create an example of an action of service, of cutting to the chase, of going right to the people. Our tagline for the Institute is go to the people. It's what we do, but it's also what we preach. Be there present for them. But that image and our logo is a person kneeling down at the feet of someone experiencing homelessness. And so I think that the visual, the actual impact symbolically of what we do captures the imagination. It really, really captures the imagination. I love all of my healthcare field, and I felt that this activity might capture the imagination, the soul of my healthcare industry. And it has, to a great degree. And it's certainly, you know, we had volunteer doctors and nurses, you know, that were retired coming and saying, this is what I want to do with my retirement time. Mm. We have people that want to go into healthcare saying, can I get involved? It's hard to pry someone out off the volunteer roster. That's how much they love doing this. And additionally, with the board of the Street Medicine Institute and others, it just captures something profound. I've seen this across the world as I've traveled in Nigeria and in the southern part. People related to it. They wanted to hear about it because it related to their tribal and their Christian values. Mm-hmm. When I went to the north of Nigeria, where it was a Muslim population, they said, this is what we have to do. This is what our faith tells us to do. Mm-hmm. And so it has this fascinating ability to transcend cultures, religions. And I think the impact of the symbolism of it does its own work.
I'm now going to send it over to my co-host, Dennis Budnick.
Thank you. You know, Dr. Withers, I'm listening to your answer to this recruiting people. And you probably meet a lot of people, obviously. And so I'm going to name a couple of, qualities. And then just tell me how important this is. Excitement, enthusiasm, passion, commitment. How do you measure that? How do you meet someone and know that this person has what it takes and I'm willing to take the risk and put them in a program?
It's a great question. That's a level two or three kind of a question. You know, all kinds of enthusiasm and motivations and honestly, agendas come to you when you're become sort of a radio beacon to attract folks. And so you have to filter those, because I'm a person of faith and I do believe that many times people come to you and they may not look like they fit, but they do. There's a place. And so there's a dialogue between them to see if they can. One of the tests is, can you, and this is symptomatic of our whole work, can you bring what your gifts are, but then can you care enough to try to figure out how they might fit into the needs of the people that are suffering, that are dying out there? One of the things that I always resonate to the most is, does someone respect the reality of the people that need the help? You know, you come in with your own bag of agendas and your motivations and things. Those will play themselves out. And it's really only, truly only, it's like the in the Bible, the Solomon with the mothers, you know, the one that really cared about the baby was the one that didn't want to chop it up. And so I look to that. I look to whether the person has set themselves back and wants to know and learn how to be useful and to be a partner. And then it's amazing the kinds of gifts and funny things that you'd never think would fit into the bigger scheme that do. It's like a building a great stew or a soup.
That's great. So you're a full-time physician. You're running a worldwide organization. You have a family and you have just your personal life, right? Right. Washing the car and just doing things that regular people do, right? What's some of the tips that you could share with many, many businesses and non-for-profits that are on today? They're crazy busy too. How do you manage all that?
Well, for me, it took a while of, you know, step by step, learning from the small really well. It's kind of a Mr. Miyagi thing, you know, You really want to be good at the things that you're then going to talk about. You have to have that cred, and you have to learn those lessons. So I learned a lot of stuff here in Pittsburgh, politics, things inside of myself that I had to discover. And so give yourself the time to be real, to have credibility to yourself and to others, and to know what you're talking about. And then as that happens, then you begin to say, I can apply it. I think a spirit of inclusion is really, really important to project and to live up to. It's very tempting sometimes to get into rivalries and, you know, we're going to beat those guys. That never really in the long term is the right path, I don't think. You have to be careful because there are people that will do those things. And so slowly the level of complexity increases, and then people step in that are smarter than you are. I'm not a business person, and I've talked frankly about what my strengths are with my partners who have other skills, and we work together as a team. And so that's really important, is to allow for the inclusion of people that they've said it many times, gather around you people that are smarter than you are. And I know my role, which is awkward. I'm a bit of a symbol for this. And so I traveled all over the world. I give more speeches than I'm comfortable with, but I know that that's part of my job, is to create the vision that then other people feel safe with. You know, they're not crazy. They're not alone. It's remarkable how far that can go.
So so now you're in this now quite a while. How many years since day one?
I'm going to have my 30th anniversary. I'll be at this for 30 years this May.
Wow. So we have probably a large part of our audience are non-for-profits. And they're interested in what you have to say. And we have business owners that are interested. So if you had to share some advice, lessons you've learned along the way, either being a not-for-profit specifically, right? And then also as a business owner, because it's still a business. What are some of the things you learned that you had to redo because you surrounded yourself with people that said, no, Dr. Withers, that's not the way we do it. This is the way we do it. Like, what have you learned along the way that might be valuable to the audience today?
It's hard to get real specific, but I've made plans. Like, I've seen this is how it's going to happen, and pushed it. And fate and people and reality kind of taught me that, no, that's just not the way it's going to be. And I've felt like, oh, it's all falling apart. And then I've kind of looked to the core things that I believe in and began to trust in the larger mission of it. And then it's kind of like you go around a roadblock and you suddenly have this vista and things are much better than they would have been. So I guess I would summarize saying, don't get hung up on your own plan, because, keep your wits about you. But many times there's a much better way that it's going to unfold than the one that you were so determined to have. Be nimble, be flexible with how something's going to grow. Use the resources you have in terms of people and other things at the time that you have them. You'll get to another level where you're going to be able to do things in a bigger way, in a more maybe standardized and traditional way. But until you get there, you've got to use the fuel and the tools that you've got. If you really care about something, you're going to do that.
So now let's just look forward financially, maybe the financial strategy, but more important, this movement. Where do you see this movement 20 years from now?
It's a little unclear, but I've been watching this unfold. It's like watching a great story, really. I'm sort of in it, but yeah, I'm still watching it. And many other people are authoring it at this point. I guess I'm hoping that there's a field of medicine that comes to its maturity all over this world, because I can't tell you how powerful this is when you've got people in India and Russia and China and South America, Europe that are feeling like they're brothers and sisters in something. That is a really, really powerful thing that is almost unifies us in loving the people in our own backyards. And so from a moral point of view, it's that. But there's also lots of people dying, just dying in alleyways and by riverbanks. And I feel like it's like not having fire departments or something. There needs to be, this needs to be a legitimate field of medicine that's doing excellent work with what it's got in the places that it has to go, meeting people where they are that have needs. And so I'd love to see street medicine as a fully actualized and excellently practiced and respected field of medicine. You know, it is charity in some sense, but it's also best practice. I'd also love to have the lessons that we learn from the people we're serving, their stories, their humanity, come back and rehumanize us. The way of connecting with excluded people, I think, is a lesson the whole society can learn.
Well, it seems like you have great momentum. I don't think there's anything going to stop your organization from achieving that in 10 to 20 years from now, because look at the type of growth and the type of human commitment that you're getting. I mean, it just almost seems natural to get involved in your organization. I think we're missing that in humanity. And then you make a connection and say, I got to get involved. I got to feel like I'm making a difference in our society. So it's wonderful. Thank you for the great work you're doing. I'm going to turn it back over to our host.
Yes, thank you. Co-host.
Co-host.
Now, Dennis, tonight's show presented by Investors Bank and the Investors Foundation. Perhaps you could just share the backstory why you decided to choose the Street Medicine Institute as part of the great aspirational work that Investors does.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We support a lot of organizations. Some we're very familiar with, like the March of Dimes and Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're involved in all those big brands, if you will, names that everyone's familiar with. But my direction about 3 years ago was, let's find some people that are making more than a local difference, but they're making a huge difference on society. But they're not there. There's no billboards. There's no one shouting out their name. And yes, they're out there doing talks. They're doing presentations. But I wanted our community to know that there are people like Dr. Withers that does make a difference. And when we hear these stories, everything I hear is, man, that just makes me feel so good about the future, because there are people like Dr. Withers and Chip Palak from America's Grower Row that we had on previously. So when we look at that, the reason why we do it is because, again, I think we're bringing value to the community, and we're bringing value to the business clients that we have and prospects to say, hey, this is what we stand for. We're here to help not only our business and consumer clients, but our community. And our community is not our zip code. Our community is every community. And so that's why we choose street medicine. And we're part of our foundation. There'll be a recipient of a grant from our foundation. And also we want people that are listening, hey, if you find a way and you have the resources to support this organization, it would make a difference.
And with that, Dr. Withers, how could people find out more about the Street Medicine Institute and to get involved?
Once again, thank you. Thank you, Investors Bank and Dennis and you, Yitzhak, for highlighting this. Anyone interested can contact us through the streetmedicine.org. That's our website. We're happy to have any kind of a question or offer support or anything you want to share with us.
And again, the web address, the exact web address is?
streetmedicine.org.
That simple. That straight away. What an amazing show. In case you tuned in late, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this will be up at mybradio.com. And in the coming weeks, this will go up as a prized edition on our very popular YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710-WOR, Mind Your Business on YouTube. And when you subscribe, you're automatically notified when a show goes live. Well, this wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text SIGN UP on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.